The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Overnight, good news for FORSA trade union members who, of course, had been on strike seeking different terms and conditions, particularly relating to their pensions, and FORSA describing it as a win. What a moment, they have said, and they've said that what they have achieved at the WRC is comparable pension entitlements to other school workers. Discussions on a pay framework and access to bereavement, sick and acute illness protocols. We'll hear from Andy Pike, Head of Education with FORSA, in a second. Before that, Michael Finn is with us, Principal of Goree Community School. Michael, I imagine a challenging week. Give us a sense of what impact the strike action had on your school and on schools like yours.
Absolutely. Extremely challenging. We're a very large second level school. We're the largest school in the country. And it would be impossible. It would have been impossible to have all of our 1,600 students and 130 teachers and 21 SNAs, all of them back in the school building without the essential work that's done. The office staff are obviously the nuts and bolts of the administration side of school, but the essential day-to-day maintenance of the school building that's carried out by our three members of the caretaking team, it would be just impossible to guarantee that everybody in the school community would be able to come in and operate safely. And I really had huge concerns about that. And we ended up, myself and the board of management then, had to give the whole reopening quite a lot of consideration. And we finally had to make the difficult decision that it wasn't going to be possible to have every year group back at the one time. Now, that in itself was not something that we did like to. So, but we ended up, we prioritised 6 years and first years for obvious reasons. 6 years, of course, it's their final year. They're doing their leaving cert. The year will go quickly enough as it is without interfering with their study time. The first years then, we have 270 first years starting. And the transition from primary to secondary is always a challenge as it is without having their daily routine interrupted unnecessarily. Other year groups then were coming in on a rotational basis. And that was fine. It worked from a health and safety point of view, but wasn't fine for the parents and, more importantly, the students who were left at home. It also wasn't fine for the teachers and the SNA staff in the school who are eager and keen and in the building and ready to work with their classes. There was a kind of a palpable sense, really, of uncertainty about the school all week. There was a sense of disruption. You know, the students who were in, they were being taught, they were having their classes. Teachers were putting up work on Microsoft Teams for the students who were out of school. But there was certainly the atmosphere, the usual buoyant, happy atmosphere of Goree Community School was very much an absence.
I assume, therefore, you look forward, Michael, to next week with huge relief.
Well, the news last night when it came through, you said it was good news for FORSA and for the striking workers. It's absolutely amazing news for, I'd say, schools and parents and principals and members of the school community, but more importantly for the children. I am now really looking forward to Monday. I would have gone in on Monday as usual. I'd be opening up at 7, doing the alarms and that kind of stuff, and the children were all going to be coming in. We were bringing all of our students back in this Monday because I just could not countenance a situation where children were being left at home and were going to be disadvantaged academically and indeed from a kind of a well-being and mental health point of view. So the situation wasn't helping anybody. So next week, I'm really looking forward to bouncing in on Monday. A lot to do, a lot to catch up on. The last week and a half has been extremely busy, to say the least, but we had great support from staff and amazing support from the parents. I got a huge amount of emails from the parents sympathising with the fact that the school, the management team, were left really in a very difficult position this week. You know, we had to make tough decisions. It certainly does not go well with me to leave second years, for example, third years, for example, home on certain days.
And Michael, well at all. Speaking of those cohorts, what was their reaction to the strike action itself? Because obviously, on one hand, you might have people saying that they sympathise with the cause and with the desire for what the force members wanted. On the other, they're having to deal with the disruption. So were people resentful?
Would you believe the overwhelming amount of correspondence I received? People were very supportive. You know, our the seven members of staff who were out striking at the front of the school, they got huge support from the local community and huge support from the parents and from the teaching and SNA staff in the school as well. Everybody sympathises. You can sympathise with the fact we have four members of the secretarial team. Two are in the pension scheme. Two, doing exactly the same type of work, same type of hours, are not. Same with the caretaking staff as well. Three caretakers, two are part of the scheme, one isn't. So to have that, and I think because of the strike action and because of the fact that it was disrupting schools, and that was only going to get worse as well as the weeks were going to go on. The public now has a much greater awareness of exactly what the situation is. I think the public are aware now of this inequality in the schools. And I think it's wonderful news now that it's going to be addressed.
Well, Michael, have an enjoyable, busy week of normality from Monday on. That's Michael Finn, who is principal of the Gorrie Community School with us, as well as Andy Pike, head of education with FORSA. Your union, Andy, characterising this as a win.
Well, it's the culmination of a campaign that's been ongoing for a long, long time to try and secure the same pension entitlements for school secretaries and caretakers as the government provides for everyone else in our schools. So what the agreement does is commit the government to providing a pension comparable with teachers and SNAs for the first time in our schools. Secretaries and caretakers have some hope they will retire with some form of pension. And the importance of the agreement is that the pension that will now be negotiated will be comparable with what everyone else in the school gets.
Now, as always with strike action, there is that balance between the achievement of your goals and the impact on those affected. And we heard stories during the week of schools that were struggling with bins not being collected, with major maintenance problems, with administrative challenges, with years not coming in. Was it necessary, or could you have gotten this end result without such significant action?
Well, just on the work that's going on over the weekend, I've just heard from the chair of our school caretakers branch, and he's been in Waterford helping to get the school ready for next week. And he says a lot of his colleagues around the country have gone in to try and assist with dealing with rubbish and, you know, unblocking toilets, making sure the electrics are fine. So there's people in over the weekend trying to ensure that the schools are ready to open on Monday. To your question as to really was it necessary, what we got was an acknowledgement from the government that this is something that does need to be addressed. They do need to provide a pension for everyone in the school, and it did take an indefinite strike to get them to do that. This is not something they wanted to do. They didn't do it willingly. I think all your listeners will have seen in their own communities school caretakers and secretaries picketing outside their schools and demonstrating, and they had to do that for 8 days, just to get this government to say, okay, we'll now seriously talk to you and give you an agreement that we will put in place appropriate pension arrangements. It's been a long, long struggle. So that's why all of our members in the school secretaries branch and the school caretakers branch do see this as being a really, really positive development, as I think does the trade union movement as a whole.
Now, the one thing, Andy, is it's a development rather than a conclusion, because what you have won is a commitment to negotiate and a commitment to get involved in discussions. Are you optimistic that those negotiations and those discussions will deliver the outcome that you want, or do you think there is a chance we may see pickets back?
Well, if this dispute was occurring, say, in another public service employment, if you have a disagreement, the procedures are that you go to the Labour Court rather than go on strike to try and sort it out. So the agreement we signed off last night has provisions that if we fail to agree, we don't agree on all of the measures encompassed by the agreement, the Labour Court is available to assist. Now, that, again, puts us on parallel with what would happen in the public service. So if we can't agree on any of the four issues, and let's face it, the pension negotiation is going to be complex. Pensions are difficult. If there's any disagreement, finally, we can get the issue looked at by the Labour Court in one way, shape or form, which we've never been able to do before. So that is a safety net to say, if the parties can't agree in negotiations on what should happen, rather than go back to picket lines, the Labour Court is on standby to assist in the best way they see fit.
Thanks for your time this morning, Andy. That's Andy Pike, Head of Education with FORSA.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.